It's hard to find too much light on this foggy morning, but I've got somebody here who's come in to help illuminate the subject of our local trails. I've got Mark Gordon, captain on the Amicus out of Knife River, right, Mark?
Yep, Knife River.
It looks like it's going to be a little rough sledding for a smaller boat in the coming couple of days.
Yeah, there's actually a gale warning out here, so it's two in a row just in the last week, so there's a lot going out on the big lake these days.
Yeah, I tried to batten down the hatches at my homestead, and I'm worried about this next storm, and if you were out on the big lake, you'd really be paying attention. Anyway, today, Mark is here to share news about the Urquhart Haryu Ski Trail, the club, and the Bigfoot Snowshoe Hiking Trail. All of this, all in one fell swoop. I'm asking you, Mark, if you could fill us in on this gem of a city ski trail we've got, what shape it's in, the help it needs from the community, and also a little more information about the nearby snowshoe hiking bike four-season trail that people can take advantage of right in the city limits. Four-season recreation on that new trail, but can you tell folks about both these great recreational opportunities and how we need to pitch in to keep them in good shape?
Yeah, so we have our ski trail, you know, just right by the golf course up there, and we've got about, I think if you ski the whole thing, it's going to be about 9K, and it's mostly like beginner to intermediate. There's a 3K lighted loop on there, and there's a couple more advanced loops that you can do. So it's really a great skiing opportunity, you know, for anyone around Two Harbors. I know I live right in town here, and I can be there in about 5 minutes from pulling out of my garage. So it's a great resource, and it is all run by volunteers. So we have volunteer groomers and, you know, the trail maintenance as far as brushing and keeping the trees off of it that fall down. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of trees that we're going to have to clear out this weekend from all the wind that we've been having.
Yeah.
And so it's not just wait for the snow to fall and have go out there and start skiing. There's actually quite a bit of work behind the scenes that has to happen in order to have that ski trail be successful. And there's a long history. It's been out there for many years, and it was years ago that Urquhart Haryu and his son and others really had the idea for this trail, and really, you know, it was sort of their brainchild, and to go from an idea to a trail is a lot of steps. And so we were just really fortunate that years ago they had the vision to really make this happen. And it's a real collaborative effort between the county and the city. We get a ton of support from the city. I just want to give them a good shout out. And, you know, Blake from the electrical department there takes care of the lighting and is very helpful anytime we have issues with that. And they've even done some excavation for us, putting in culverts and that kind of thing. So it's a big effort. You know, of course, Love and Lake Clowney supports us with different parts of the project. So, yeah, it's not only a great resource for the people in Two Harbors, but people who come to visit Two Harbors. You know, we get a lot of comments about what a great trail it is. So anyway, we have that, and then, of course, not everybody skis. And
what? That's a shock.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe that when I first heard that either, but it's true. But just about everybody up here does like to get out in the wintertime. And of course, when the ski trail is up and going and we're grooming it, we really don't want people to walk on it or bring their dogs on it, because it just really messes up the grooming, and it can actually make it dangerous for the skiers. And so Leon Pitson, a few years ago, he was sort of transitioning into doing more snowshoeing, and he was one of the groomers and was on the ski trail board, and he had the idea, you know, let's make a snowshoe trail. And we had some land available to us to do this on the other side of the fairgrounds, and he essentially took it upon himself to create a snowshoe trail. And just he started going in there. We got the right appropriate permits from the city and the county, and so he has created, initially he did all the mapping of the trail and the initial clearing, and now we've got a lot of other people involved in it. But so now we have a pretty extensive snowshoe trail just opposite the fairgrounds road from the ski trail. And
so that's just simply due north of the
ski
trail.
Yep. If you go down to the drive down the fairgrounds road and stop about where the buildings start there and look to your left, you'll see, especially if there's snow on the ground, you'll see tracks going back in there. And so now we have a quite an extensive snowshoe trail. It's not just one loop. It's a very intricate system of trails that crisscross each other and go along creeks and on creeks and along ridges. And the neat thing about that trail is that it's a snowshoe trail, but it's also open to people who want a fat tire bike. It's also open to people who just want to walk their dogs or bring their dogs along, you know, when they're snowshoeing, which you can't really do at anything like that at all on the ski trail.
Any idea, Mark, what Leon has put together in terms of kilometers or miles out there? Is it pretty serpentine?
It's hard to figure that, but I gotta believe it's somewhere around between 7 and 9K, like the ski trail. You can spend a whole afternoon out there for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as you know, there's harmony between the different modes of transportation, whether people are on the fat tires or hiking. So far, so good.
So far, so good. It's getting a lot of use. And I'm not sure, what the breakdown is between snowshoers and bikers and that kind of thing. But of course, Dan from Cedar Coffee Company and his bike shop there, they're involved in helping us, keep it open to the bikers and stuff. And so, but so far, so good. We've only gotten really good positive comments back from people. So we're very excited about this. There's trail signs up there now. Two winters ago, when we first started having people kind of go out there, it was pretty rudimentary and not a lot of trail signs. It was easy to kind of get lost, actually, with all the different intersections and stuff. But now there's trail signs out, and there's with you are here markers on them and that kind of thing. And so it's easy to find your way around out there. And you just wouldn't believe how beautiful it is to hike around back there.
I've only had a couple of opportunities to be out there. I've got to make sure I make a lot more time this winter. Speaking today with Mark Gordon about the Urquhart Hardu Ski Trail and the Bigfoot. What is the proper title for that trail?
The Bigfoot Snowshoe Trail.
Okay. Yeah. Your club now has under its wing more responsibility. Are there funding sources to help you? Or are you subsidizing the maintenance of the Bigfoot Trail? Or is there any way to get some help monetarily doing that? I mean, aside from good, healthy contributions from individuals who join the club.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's different ways that you can support it. Now, it is, we get grant and aid money from the ski trail, right? But that is designated just for the ski trail.
Can't spend it
take those funds and use it for the snowshoe trail. So we really do rely on primarily just donations and your membership. If you join the club, for $10 a year, you can join the ski trail club, or if you're a family, $15 a year. Or there's a drop box at the ski trail parking lot. We're also going to put one out at the snowshoe trail, hopefully here soon, where you could pop a check or some cash in the drop box if you want. But so, financially, as you go along, we're going to need, more funding. So we survive on these $10 donations for the,
they eventually add up to real money.
Yep. And you'd be surprised how many people from out of town ski on the trail and then pop a check.
Yeah.
And they don't have to do that because you do have to have a permit, a ski pass.
Yes, the state pass.
Yep, to ski on the ski trail, but not to go on the snowshoe trail. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, and then the other way, of course, that you can help is just with helping on our trail maintenance days. And so Saturday, in a few days here, we're going to have a work day on the trail, and there's going to be two sessions. One is going to be from 9 until noon, and then 1 to 4, and you're welcome to do the whole day, but if you want to just come out for part of the day, we're going to meet on the Fairgrounds Road. So if you just turn off on the Fairgrounds Road and drive down to about where the buildings start, and you'll see us gathered down there, and then we're going to have some people working on the snowshoe trail and some people working on the ski trail. And basically, it's pretty straightforward work. You're just going to walk along and clear brush, fallen trees. We'll have some people with chainsaws and brush cutters and stuff like that. And so you don't have to worry about operating, you know, machinery or anything like
that. Don't need to get certified and using those because you've got people to
do
that.
Yep. If you can bend over and pick up a branch and throw it off the trail, that's, you know, about all we need to do. And we're also putting up, we have to put up a snow fence on part of the ski trail to keep it from drifting. So we have some people just doing that. And
okay.
So there's different jobs, and there's definitely going to be something for everybody. Even if you can't lift right now, you can walk around, and we put numbers on the lighted ski pole on our lighted loop so we can keep track of which ones are working or not, you know. So
right. Yeah, we didn't really talk very much, but the lighted loop part is just an incredible amenity.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't find a better one, really, on the North Shore. I don't know where you can find a better one. It is just
perfect
ambiance, and it's been reliable again.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have any shutdowns, I think, for the last two winters. So that's really good. And the city, from electrical department, has really done a great job on keeping those going. And when you live in the near Arctic up here in the wintertime like we do, you know, when it's dark by the time you get off work, it's great to be able to get off work, throw your skis on, and then just go out there. You know, it can be a moonless night, and it's an amazing, amazing trail. And the other thing is, you know, we have quite a Nordic ski team with the school.
Yes.
And we have a connector trail that goes from the school to the ski trail. And I'll tell you, if we didn't have this ski trail, we would not have a Nordic ski team. There's
clearly
just no way. Yep.
And it's kind of fascinating the way that all developed, because this high school that we're presently in did not exist when the ski trail was put together by the citizens group, and it all came together somehow.
It's
amazing.
Yep.
Mark, you also have, would you call it your annual
meeting?
Our
annual meeting, yeah. So on Saturday, we're going to do the work day, and then that'll end at 4. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to reconvene at Cedar Coffee for our annual meeting. And the trail is going to provide free pizza for all the volunteers and people who wanted to come out and help. And then anybody else who wants to come and get the lowdown on the ski trail. So what we do is we just talk about how we're doing with our finances, what ideas we have for new equipment, if we need that. I mean, we have 2 snowmobiles and groomers, and, you know, there is definitely some stuff like that that the ski trail has to have. And of course, that stuff's not cheap either, but...
And you always have to look ahead to those emerging needs, because you might have to raise some funds for those bigger purchases.
Yep. Yeah. And then it's a time for you, if you're skiing, just to give us suggestions or thoughts about how to maintain it better or anything like that, too. So it's a great opportunity to just hang out with some other skiers, too. I mean, that's the fun part. You know, we're all sitting here chomping at the bit to get our skis back on. And of course, I don't think we're going to get enough snow in a couple of days to do that. But
no, I was going to say, you might not want that for your work day, Mark. Mm-hmm. It looks like by the lake we are not going to see white precipitation, but it'd be pretty wet during those gales, I think, for a couple of days, Mark. But should be better by Saturday, however. Looks like it's going to be cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. And it's, you know, just dress warm and bring blaze orange. You know, it is deer hunting season, so
absolutely,
don't forget to bring your orange, and we should be good to go. But again, I really encourage people to get out and do the annual meeting as well. Even if you can't come to the work day, come and enjoy some pizza and talk about skiing and see all the other people. I mean, heck, last year, or the last time we did this, I'm trying to think what it looked like last year. We had a whole room full of people at Cedar Coffee Company, and I think it was, I'm trying to remember now if that was pre-COVID or if we actually were able to do it last year. I know we had to do it, you know, virtually, which sucked, but the last time we actually did it in person, we had a bunch of people there.
It's
it was
kind
really
of a blur,
fun.
Mark,
yeah,
isn't it? But
yeah,
maybe somebody will refresh the memory from the group as to what you've been through. But but you've emerged. We're still having COVID cases in Lake County, so if you do have that, you might stay home. Mark, that kind of cover it? Any emerging issues that on the horizon that might be talked about at the meeting, or is things are looking up and you've got 2 trails and a way to keep them, and it's things look good?
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people, they just don't know about the snowshoe trail, and so that'd be another thing to come and just learn about that. That's that's another really, really cool addition to our community and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and maybe thinking about how you can, without having crass billboards, just spread the word better.
Yeah, exactly. And so you can find us on Facebook at Two Harbors Ericki Harju Ski Trail.
Okay.
And then our email is twoharborsskitrail @gmail.com. Of course, you can always call me at 218-340-9648.
So in wrapping up, we've got two work sessions on Saturday, one starting at 9 a.m., the second at 1 p.m.
Yep.
I suppose you'll be there the whole time, Mark.
Yep.
Captaining things.
Brush cutter in hand.
All right. Yep. Well, thanks for coming in today, Mark. We really appreciate the work that's done by this group of dedicated citizens, and we all take advantage of it in the winter. I hope everyone should. I guess the question will always be every year, well, when's that serious snow that's going to stay going to come? When is it going to arrive? Any predictions, Mark? I hope you don't jinx anything with predictions.
Yeah, you know what? My daughter would kill me. She's on the Nordic ski team. If I made a prediction, she's always, don't make predictions like that.
Let's hope for some snow by Thanksgiving or shortly thereafter.
Yeah, let's hope it's like last year. We had a great winter of skiing last year, so.
That's what I'll be thinking snow. And those of you who aren't ready for snow, we'll hit a compromise somewhere. Thanks for joining us today, Mark.
All right, thank you,
take
Leo.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And that was Mark Gordon from the Erkki Harju Ski Trail Club. It is a great group effort, and we hope you will pitch in and enjoy the skiing this winter. You are listening to KTWH LP 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, community radio with a lake view.